When Haley Thomas was 8, her dad was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, a condition that put him at risk for cardiovascular disease, blindness, and amputations. The doctor said he could control it with medication, but the family was not excited about that option.
When we looked into the side effects, which were like, you know, internal bleeding and death and all that, it didn't really seem like a solution.
At the Monticello Heritage Harvest Festival, she explained that her parents had come from Jamaica, where meat and white rice are staples.
The doctor had told him, well, you know, it runs in the family, but what we discovered is that it's the dishes that run in our families, not necessarily the diseases. So we're passing on recipes for illness.
So Thomas and her mom decided to change the menu.
Making lettuce cups instead of heavy dishes with rice and finding ways to switch out proteins and just experimenting. I think that was a really fun part of just like trying, you know, dragon fruit for the first time and acai bowls and arugula. Like for us, we didn't eat that.
1 year later, her dad was no longer diabetic, and Thomas resolved to help others make dietary changes. Today, at 18, she's the youngest counselor certified by the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, giving speeches, writing a book, and crusading online. Here in Charlottesville, she met the mother of the slow food movement. Alice Waters thinks the nation can change course through partnerships between schools and farms, providing the best-tasting fresh ingredients, returning leftovers for compost, and in some cases, learning to grow their own food.
When they grow it and they cook it, they all eat it. I always say it's 6 weeks to kale.
Virginia sees the logic of that. Here at Perrymont Elementary in Lynchburg, students are now drinking icy cold milk from dispensers filled by the Homestead Creamery just an hour away. The state's Secretary of Agriculture and Forestry says growing things here is big business.
It's the number one industry. It's extremely important. It creates about 335,000 jobs.
And Bettina Ring says schools are a massive market.
If you look at the amount of milk that they consume, if you look at the food that they consume across the state, it's a tremendous market.
Money and jobs aside, District Nutrition Director Beth Morris says the pilot partnership between the dairy and two elementary schools achieves three worthy goals.
Greater acceptance of the milk by the students, a reduced footprint in our landfills, and also developing relationships with our local farmers.
The dispensers were purchased with a grant from the Dairy Alliance, and the USDA paid for reusable cups. Then it was up to the kids, who'd been drinking from cartons, to learn one of life's most important lessons, avoiding spilled milk.
It took training. Both myself and the principals were amazed at how quickly the children caught on and how little spillage there has been.
They do still puzzle over one thing.
How did they get chocolate milk out of the cows?
But overall, students say they like what's served with their lunch, and to prove it, they performed a special chant, rejecting juice and tea in favor of Virginia milk. In Lynchburg, I'm Sandy Houseman.